Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Good evening, folks. And as you heard, boondoggle is only, I think, less than 90 days away. So you should be getting ready for that. And to start off right, welcome again to Kayak Fishing Radio Mid-Atlantic. I am your host, as always, on Wednesday nights, Mark the Lenny Crew Wheeler. Welcome. We have a good show tonight. We've got some... we got some good stuff coming up. We've got, hopefully, the ever-lovely Redfish Chuck will call in here soon, give us an ICAST update. If you don't know, now you know ICAST has started today. Some pretty amazing stuff. Congratulations to Hobie on getting best in show. It's good to see the kayaks are pretty much the mainstay out there. And, yeah, should be good. We've got in the chat room tonight a whole host of folks. We've got Mr. G.J. Mack, what's going on, man? The guest, Mr. Hammerhead Greg Crisp, what's going on, buddy? Mr. Sean Russell, what's going on, man? And Mr. Yak Chum, Matt Trucks, up in Jersey. All right, cool. We got a good show. Let's get right to it. Let's see here. Where's that? There it is.
Hi, y'all. This is Bonita Bob Bramblett inviting you to participate in the Florida Sportsman Kayak Fishing Challenge. Win a Hobie Revolution brought to you by Astero River Outfitters, as well as weekly prizes by Deep South Fishing Rods and Yak Attack. For more details, check out FloridaSportsman.com.
One more cast, one more travel fish on.
You heard it, folks. Go to FloridaSportsman.com. If you live in Florida, get in on that. Should be a good time all around. See here. Also coming up is the New Jersey Kayak Fluke Tournament, the 20th to the 21st. Go to NewJerseyKayakFishing.com. Awesome. And as always, it's July. It's time for Mr. Greg Crisp to head into New York, Lake Champlain, I believe. For his vacation. I wish I was up there, buddy, but I am knee-deep in coursework for my master's on my captain's license. So, big thing there. And always remember, folks, if you are a guest, you can always call in, number 714-816-4727. Or if you're a guest in the chat room and you want to chat it up with everyone else, go to kayakfishingradio.com. On the very bottom of that chat screen, you'll see a login register page. Just hit the login as long as you are logged into Facebook. You'll be fine. All right. Excuse me, Lake George, not Champlain. Either way, beautiful up there. Can't go wrong. All right. Got a couple more people in here. Mr. Mark Rozier, the Tuesday night co-host with his wife. Logged in. What's going on, man? And Mr. T. Morish, what's going on? All right. So let's get into the news. For those of you that don't look at Facebook and haven't seen the crazy redfish video, look at anyone's page right now, you will see it. Pretty crazy of a redfish being pulled in by a female angler and big bull shark is what it looks like. Big blunt nose on that thing. Only thing I can think of with the coloration as well. Pretty much pulls a South African great white. Comes out of the water with the redfish in its mouth. Definitely cool video. Check it out. You know, it's good to see that they're doing what they do best. Robbing people. Also, if you're around the HRBT, do not keep your flounder in the water. not advised. There is a very large bull shark, we're talking 7 to 8 foot, that is cruising the HRBT eating people's flounder. So, very nasty stuff. Yeah, just be very careful right now. There are a lot of sharks in the water. We do have some large hammerheads. We do have bull sharks. We do have some spinners and black tips here in the Mid-Atlantic region. So be very, very careful. I know there's a couple of tigers that have been seen off of the South Carolina coast, so be very careful out there, folks. We've all heard the news about the great white, quote-unquote, up in Connecticut. it's just not too much fun. But respect them, and they will respect you, just like snakes and everything else that's dangerous. So, all right. Let's start off with the South Carolina Fisher Report. With all that rain we've been having, things have kind of been crazy. But over the 4th of July long week, many people took off or just got a chance to fish on that Wednesday. Good reports. Bunch of nice redfish being caught in the creeks and the rivers, from what I've heard. Along with some king mackerel being caught on the other side of the Charleston Bridge, which is excellent. If you can get out there, and I know the current rips through there, but if you get out there and pull some baits, you know, a large drone spoon, you know, or a Clark spoon would even work, or rig a live bunker. I mean, that's the best way to do it on a kayak. It's a live bait troll with a big bunker. You can't go wrong with that. So they're around, get on them, and have some fun with it. I also heard some snappers and I think a grouper being caught in Charleston Bay as well. So that's some awesome things to hear for everyone down there. We're going to move up to North Carolina now. Wow. I mean, the reports are coming in like crazy. With reachable, if you're willing to paddle out that far, chicken dolphin, little mahi-mahi. We're talking 5-6 miles. Offshore, of course, never go alone. Take some people with you. So if you want to paddle out that far, go right ahead. That's a very good thing to see. I know that they're up in Virginia right now, about 3 miles off the bay, and some of the buoys off of the ocean front. So that's a good thing to see. Let's see here. What else? Puppy drum action's been good. The Kobe action's been hit and miss recently off the Oregon Inlet area. So if you get out there, just if you get skunked, just remember most people are getting skunked around the same time too. It's just one of those things. Up to Delaware, really good things happened up there. The flounder bite is out of sight, along with some black sea bass being caught. Some little wrecks right there in the Delaware Bay and just offshore. So if you can get in there, just remember it's 12 and a half inches is the NOAA fisheries rule, and you keep 25, I believe, right now, which is more than enough than you could probably carry back. So if you get out there, we'll talk about that some more, about some black sea bass. I got into them this weekend, which was excellent. I brought a couple home, so that's always good. All right, down in Maryland, in the Bay. It's been nuts in the Bay, in the Maryland side. Good striper bites. I can't remember if it's open season right now for them. I believe it is not. But they're doing good up there. I heard of some drum being caught as well. And the usual suspects this time of year have been really key on them. So good things all around. All right. On the ocean side of Maryland, Ocean City has been reporting some excellent flounder bites as well, if they can find them. The black sea bass bite's been going good. I heard of some headboats heading out and doing very well. if you can get out there between the weather, you can really do some hurting on some fish right now. But as many of you know, it's been raining. It's been kind of snotty. It is cooler, which is a nice thing. So get out there and enjoy it. And down in Virginia, Mob Jack Bay, if you wanted to go catch some redfish, you wanted to catch some trout, Mob Jack all the way. If I've heard some great reports from up there, some really good puppy drum action. So if you can get in there and bang on some of them, get on it. A little bit farther south, again, remember, folks, HRBT, there is a very large bull shark prowling that water, and he's been picking off flounder on people's lines and stuff like that, so be very wary. As long as you don't screw with him, he shouldn't screw with you, and just be safe. How big do black sea bass get? The biggest one I've ever caught was about 15 inches, but that was up on Long Island. They stay just under 20 inches. In the bay, you're looking at, some over 12 and a half, but most of the ones you catch is between 8 and 10 inches. Down into the south side, if you can make it out to the islands, you're looking at a smorgasbord. Big sheep's head, spade fish, triggerfish. My God, I caught some triggerfish this weekend. Had a blast with them. It's been crazy, triggerfish fishing. If you drop down your bait and you feel the taps and you miss it and you bring it up, there's small little nicks out of it. It's either one of two things. Either A, a blowfish, or B, a triggerfish. Like a size 1 gold circle hook, little piece of bait on there, drop it down and just start reeling it up. Don't hook yourselves. So, get on that. Gobie bite's been pretty good. It's been spotty. If you're around the island, you can definitely get into some nicer fish. The triggerfish, like I said, the black sea bass, they're just a ton of fun. But good stuff all around inside the bay. On the ocean side, if you control, the Spanish mackerel are everywhere. If you can't troll fast enough and you're just catching a lot of bluefish, start casting that Clark spoon. You will definitely catch them. I came home from off my buddy's boat with my limit for the boat, so it was definitely a good day to be had on Sunday. But what else is going on the ocean front? Rudy, flounder bite's been good. It's all around been a good time. But, that bull shark, I've got a couple people calling me about it. There's a big bull shark there. Well, they've brought their flounder up to the surface before they can get a net on it. Just a big swirl and no more flounder. So, I've even got a picture of it from a buddy of mine on my phone. Just crazy. So be very wary. Be careful. Not saying don't go out there. Just, mind your toes. All right. See, we've got some more people in the house. We've got, who else just showed up? Mr. LGB, what's going on, man, from South Carolina? What's going on? All right. Let's see here. Other news. Going through my notes. Apologize. Yeah, we're looking pretty good right now. Rest of the week should be nice and cool. A little bit of rain until Saturday. Saturday's looking beautiful for the Mid-Atlantic area. From what I can see, we're looking at mid-80s, almost to 90 here in Virginia. No chance of storms as of yet. Let's keep our fingers crossed on that. So, and same thing for Sunday. So if you can get out there, you can definitely have some fun with it. All right. Let's see here. Let's talk about some black sea bass until waiting for Redfish Chuck to show up. Offshore bottom fishing this weekend for Mr. LGB. Nice, man. I know you guys have some snappers and some groupers out there. That's always a lot of fun. But let's get into black sea bass. Usually caught as an offshore fish. They are available in the inlets. I know I've caught them in Lynn Haven. I know I've caught them this past weekend around the islands in the bay. They are a structure-dwelling fish. Find a wreck, you'll find the bass kind of situation. They love structure. They hide in it. They little ones are bait stealers, yeah. They're definitely difficult to hook up. But if you can get them in legal size and it's their season, one of the best tasting fish on the plate, in my opinion. Very firm, really nice meat, great on the grill, you know, skin on, and yeah, just cook them with the skin on all the way through on one side, and you're done. Remove the skin when you bring them off. Very nice. Oh, thinking about them. But yeah, definitely a good goodie. How do you catch them? That's what a lot of people ask. And it's pretty simple. And what I was using is something that everyone can use, and they won't tear up your baits too bad. And that is just a simple double rig. And I do mine a little differently. It's a double dropper loop system, right? And then I use a size 1 to 1-0, depending on the manufacturer. Long shank. You're looking at about a 2-inch shank. Oshanzi hook. The old school Oshanzi. Don't have to get too crazy. Yeah, Mr. Bozier says he's caught his best in over 300 feet of water. And I believe it. That they are very, they have the ability to be in, you know, 8 feet of water to all the way out to, I think the most I've heard is some 400, 300 feet. So, yeah, they get, when they're bigger, they like the cooler, they like the deep water. But there are some keepers in and around some near shore wrecks. They do have a very large mouth, so you can get away with using a pretty large bait for their size. Just like any kind of grouper, I guess is the best way to put it, where they have a really big maw, where they can really get their mouth around some big baits. But the baits that you can use, Mr. Lourdes says Boston mackerel, that's a great one if you can find it. Cut up cigar minnows, another great one. Squid, the all-around, you know, fish catcher, great bait. Not really that far for two fish. Yeah, it's a use quad deep dropper rig that deep. Yeah, I like to use the two because when you do bring fish up from that depth, they do blow out their stomachs, and it's a pain in the ass to try to vent them. But there are venting tools. If you are going to fish offshore, please invest in a quality venting tool, okay? This is off of a boat. Please don't try to paddle offshore in your kayak. You will be very disappointed. Sorry if I space out for a second. I'm reading the Austin Mac, a good fish to catch, like everything in Beantown. Yeah, good mackerel run means that the stripers are running good too. We have another one, cut mullet. And Mr. Wilson says venting them in grease. Yeah, if you can get them in the nut and they're legal size, definitely put them in some, a hot jacuzzi of grease. But invest in a good venting tool. Learn how to use it correctly. There's a ton of info on the web on using them. So please learn how to use them. You'd be surprised how well they do work. But if you say you're in the Chesapeake Bay, you're at the first island, and you're just looking to catch some fish, surprisingly what I used this weekend, and it was extremely effective, double dropper loop, size 1, it's a 1-0 Oshanzi hook, okay? I use the trolling sinkers, the inline sinkers. They work great. They get in between the rocks and pull out really easily. As long as you keep the line straight up and down, you're golden. I tipped it with the Gulp Sand Flea. The smallest one you can find. I mean, they're itty-bitty tiny to some of the larger ones. I've got a little Gulp thing full of them. Can't seem to catch anything else on them, but the black sea bass loved them this past weekend, along with the triggerfish. Really enjoyed catching the triggerfish again. Awesome find. You keep 20 of them here in Massachusetts. Cool. Yeah. I know, and Mr. Lurgeon says it here, we used to fill laundry baskets with them back in the day. Yeah, I remember catching tons of them off of Montauk as a kid. And just filling up coolers. It was just insane. This is before we had the regulations we do now. So, but really have a lot of fun with them. They are pretty good fighters on light tackle. You know, something you use for flounder would be great. You really feel the bite, usually. If you're in Virginia and in most other states right now, you can keep just remember that, folks, if you're going out there to enjoy the sea bass. But my technique is drop down the bottom. If they're there, set the hook. Don't wait for the bite. Just snap, set the hook. A lot of times you'll catch them and won't even realize it. They are quick biters in any shore, especially the smaller ones. We're talking anything under 10 inches. Yeah, a lot of fun. If you're worried about them getting it deep, do move to circle hooks. It's pretty simple. Drop it down, lock the bail, or if you're using a spinning rod, or close the spool on a conventional reel and just start reeling. Now they'll come up and they'll hit it and they'll hook themselves. It's that simple. Just a nice slow retrieve. Same thing you would do if you're going for triggerfish, which is just a size 1 to 1/0 gold hook, circle hook. Tip it with a little bit of squid, send down the bottom, and just start reeling up. I mean, it's pretty easy. The hook themselves, they'll when they nip, that hook keeps on moving, and if it's in their maw, you catch that fleshy little piece and just bring them up nice and slow. They will bulldog you. They will have some fun. It's a good time all around. But there is the opportunity of catching some other fish while you are going after those black sea bass. if you do get the joy of catching an oyster toad, take it from me. They are a pain in the ass. Well, I was on a boat on Sunday, and we started bailing oyster toads. Got to the point where we were bending hooks out on them. Be very careful that you do have spines. They are slimy and nasty and just all around just rah. All right. But they are fish. There's no reason to waste them. Unhook them, release them. If you do want to try to eat them, go right ahead. I couldn't do it this past weekend. I wanted to bring one home and eat it, but it is too ugly. But they say the same thing about monkfish and ling. Two ugly, ugly suckers, but really good. So one of these days I will partake in the oyster toad gift. Oh, it's like a bad gift for the in-laws. the mother-in-law fish, yeah. So, all right. Also, pretty cool story. Was at the tower on my buddy's boat on Saturday. Tried some spade fishing, trying to jig up some amberjack. My buddy hooked into his first spade fish. reeling it off. We got a flash of it, just a really nice spade fish. Any, you know, a spade anyone would be happy to catch. And got it about, I'm going to say, 20 feet from the boat. All of a sudden, there's this big brown flash, and the line breaks off. We're going, oh, man, what was that? You know, shark. It had to be a shark. So we started fishing again, and my buddy on the bow, Stefan, goes, oh, my God, look at the size of that cobia. Well, we'll go to the bow, and I look, and this cobia is a good 80-pounder, just big bull head with a spade fish with a float hanging behind his head. Yeah, the cobia came up and ate his... the cobia came up and ate his spade fish. So it was pretty wild to see a spade fish face and then the spade fish tail and then this brown maw around it trying to get him down. It was pretty cool. unfortunately, Hammerhead has had his in-laws for the past 7 weeks visiting. And welcome, Mr. D.D. Olson, again, out of Charleston. What's going on, man? It's 50 feet from my house. That's we feel for you, Mr. Morris. So, all right. My story of the day. Still waiting on Mr. Chuck to call in. If anyone has Chuck's cell phone, if you can send him a text to call in, it would be greatly appreciated. Actually, we'll call him. I haven't done this in a while. Hang on 1 second. All right. Let's see if this works.
Hi, you reached Chuck with Chuck's Kayak Adventures. I'm probably on the line. At the moment, please leave your name.
No, Chucky. Hopefully, he'll get the hint and call. Eventually, but I do have some words from the iCast. Some great stuff out there. Again, Craig, congratulations to Hobie for winning the Best of Show with their Pro Angler 12. Yeah, he's partying with the FFR guys. Yeah, I'm not quite sure about that. I know the Fish of Florida Radio guys were losing their mind with some of the people there. But sounds like a great time to being had there. Some great stuff out there. Kayak is coming out with the brand new CUDA 12. It's the smaller brother of the CUDA 14. I guess I want to give something like that. I should do a pretty good sound bite. Where's it at? Hi, there it is. For those of you that don't know, now you know, Jackson is coming out with the new CUDA 12. It's going to be kind of like how the 115, the Ride 115 for the Wilderness System team. It's going to be a great kayak. I've seen some pictures of it. It looks very cool. And also, for all of you that stand up paddleboard or want to try paddleboarding and try to figure out where you're going to put your rods, Have no fear, Jackson is here. Jackson is coming out with the Fisher, the Super Fisher, excuse me. It's a stand-up paddleboard designed strictly for fishing. It's definitely cool. I got some great pictures of that recently from Ian, our factory contact. Great looking board. I wish I had some more numbers on it. I think it's right around 13 feet. Don't quote me on that. Extremely stable. It's looking very cool. A bunch of places to attach stuff. Yeah, I'm stoked about this. For travel reasons and stuff like that, and for the workout thingamajigger. So, two big things from Jackson Kayak, along with some new accessories that will be coming out and some other stuff. For the boondoggle, for those of you that partake in the Jackson or like Jackson on Facebook or Drew Gregory or any of us, you probably saw the video that Jackson recently did of the kayak fishing group paddling all Jacksons down in Georgia with the, the blue hammerhead. Help me out with this. I can't think of the name of the company. But they used the hovercrafts, helicopters and stuff like that, to take video of everyone partaking in the thing. Very cool stuff. And you never know. They might show up. Hang on. Where's it at? Hang on. That's not it. They might partake. Hint. They might. The Yonder Blue Films. Thank you, Hammerhead. Thank you. Might be at the boondoggle. I don't know. I'm just saying. to help with, promoting the boondoggle, kayak fishing radio, and everything that we do here. It's going to be very cool stuff if we can get them to show up. Great video they did. And, should be definitely awesome. It'd be cool if we take them, I was thinking about this, having them over top of the Babers Tunnel and then shooting all the way across to Lynn Haven, because it's pretty close, taking video of that and then shooting across the first landing. I think that would be a very cool video. Mark it on your calendars. If you don't know, October 5th through the 8th, it's going to be a great time of year. Hopefully don't have any crazy storms. Fingers crossed. I know Slappy Jack has been hard at work keeping the storms at bay so far this year for many of us. Fingers crossed that everything works out right. Working on venues right now for the... because we've done the low country boil in South Carolina and everywhere else, I guess we can call this the high country boil to a point because it's north. We call it the north country boil. There you go. Because it's not really getting higher. Anyway, so we'll look at that. Tell me turtling the Cuda again. I didn't turtle. I jumped out. There's a difference. But, should be good all around. A Chez Bay boil, there you go. Anyone in the chat room, pitch in. Let's know. What do you guys want to see in a Chesapeake Bay boil? I was thinking about doing oysters because we have a great oyster commercial fishery right now. We're going to do that. We're definitely going to have some blue claws. Come on, folks, chat it up. Let's see what you guys want to see in your Chesapeake Bay boil. We'll see what we can do. Twice. Yes, I fell in twice. All right. Yes, we have crabs. And no, I don't need medication. All right. Let's talk about the boondoggle for a minute. We're going to do some barbecue, says Mr. Lozier. Let's talk about the boondoggle, what you can expect pretty much day to day. Friday is pretty much everyone showing up, kind of a fend for yourself kind of thing. We all show up, we'll all have a good time, meet and greet kind of thing. Kind of set up a Smithfield. We'll throw in some ideas and wherever wants to go, kind of split up Friday night. And then Saturday, we'll all bust out, all go fishing, different areas. Smorgasbord of opportunities is mind-blowing here in Southside Virginia. So we've got a lot of options. Come back. Everyone gets back in around 3:30, 4 o'clock, and then we have the boil. Hopefully, we're going to get some really good sponsors here, meaning prizes for the raffle. Everyone who shows up will have an opportunity to win something. Really good. No vendors. This is if the boondoggle is less a, it is more for camaraderie. Less about, you know, promoting companies like that. Everyone has their own thing they go. Yeah, oysters are really good down here. Those Lynn Havens are really good right now. But, yeah, it's more about, you know, coming together as a community than to, you know, push one or two vendors that we can find that are willing to show up for. Play the sound clip. What sound clip? Let's see here. Oh, I guess this one. Again.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
I haven't done that one in a while. But, this one.
Boondoggle, boondoggle, boondoggle. What the heck's a boondoggle? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource.
Oh, yes, can you get oysters from Lynn Haven? Yes, you can. If you fish Lynn Haven recently, you're going to see those oyster pots. You've never seen them come out of the water. Those are, or they're extremely large. Those are the oyster holders. And yes, we do have crabs down here. Jeez. So it'll be good all around for everyone. I'm really looking forward to it. Sunday is either people are heading out to get home from Monday work. Oh, we're still fishing. Hopefully everyone can stay and fish. Yes, everyone can hear my daughter. Thank you. But the Sunday, if you didn't get a chance to fish the areas you wanted to or try something different or the bite was hot somewhere else, you have the opportunity to move and do whatever you want. Then we all get together Sunday night. My daughter. but we all have fun. That's the main thing. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. All right. Looks like Chuck might have forgot. He said he'd call in by now. So if anyone has anything, post it up now. I'll forever hold your peace until next Wednesday. I know tomorrow night on the original show with Chip the Tree Hugger Gibson, we're going to have some great info. Some live stuff from Ivecast. Everyone send a heartfelt thing to Adam Hayes, Yak Angler, co-owner, creator. They induced his wife this morning,
And hopefully they have a beautiful, I believe it is, daughter here soon, or they already have. You know, best of luck and health to his family. All right. With that, let's see here. Looking for anything else. Don't see it. Went through all my notes. Pretty easy show tonight. I'd just like to thank everyone that showed up. Everyone down in ICAST who traveled, please be safe on the way home when it ends. Hopefully next year we'll do a live show from ICAST. That is the plan at this point. Plans do change. But yeah, it'll be great. We should have a lot of fun. Be safe this next weekend coming up. It'll be nice here in the Mid-Atlantic region, cooler temps. So most likely all those people that didn't go out because it was hot will be out in the water this weekend. So please be careful. Can't say that enough. Safety, safety, safety. But with that, jeez. Go through my shameless plugs. Jackson Kayaks, can't say enough about the company. Join the Jackson family. Go to jacksonkayak.com. YakAngler.com, the ultimate kayak fishing resource. Great info on there. Really good stuff there. Now that I'm thinking about it, there was an incident here in Virginia up in Pocosin where there was an assault at a dock. I just heard this morning that they caught the perpetrators. They hurt some guy, off-duty sheriff's deputy, really, really bad. And they finally caught the guys. And that's always a good thing to hear. I can't say enough about getting that guy off the water. This is DJ Mac. Can't end it like this. Let's see here. Anyone use assault like inshore jigs? Trying to figure out what you're trying to say there, Joe. YakAngler.com, great site. BloodyDecks.com, been with them since 06. Just a great group of folks there. Can't say enough about Ollie and the rest of the guys there, going from a really simple website. Yes, the pilot boat in Rudy will run you over if you don't move, if you're in Rudy Inlet. You'll know what I'm talking about when that thing goes off right next to your kayak. Anyway, but BloodyDecks.com, check them out. Great website. Lots of great info. Let's see here. Akuma Fishing. Fishing doesn't have to be expensive, so definitely check out AkumaFishing.com. Messhead Hooks, they're still running the Hook a Million Challenge. You do have the opportunity of making $1 million. Get out there and fish with the Mustad. Just some great hooks, great opportunity. So go to Mustad.com, MustadFishing.com, excuse me. Let's see here. Stolquist PFDs. You've heard me talk about this company before, Lightning Paddles. Crazy paddles. If you have a shorter kayak or smaller kayak, and you're running in about the 200-centimeter range. I know that seems kind of close. And the opportunity, and you're looking for a new paddle, definitely check out Lightning Paddles. I can't say enough about how cool they are. Very comfortable. But definitely good stuff there. I think that's it. If I forgot a company, I do apologize. But as you hear in the background, I have restless children that need to go to bed. So with that, I'll say good night. Take it fishing. Always wear your PFD. Stay hydrated this summer. And hopefully see you out in the water. Until next time, I'll catch you later. Remember, tomorrow night is the original kayak fishing radio show with Chip the Tree Hugger Gibson. So tune in tomorrow night, same place, same time, at Kayak Fishing Radio. All right, folks, have a great night.